לימוד זה לעילוי נשמת שמעון בן ליזה. This limud we learn in Sefer Atanya, we're towards the end of Perek Bet, we're on page Kuf Nun Tet. And this also is for Zechut of Refu'ah Shelema to Estela Esther Bat Rivka and Neilu Nishmat Yitzchak Kohen Ben Miriam. Velizchut Refu'ah Shelema Leshim'on Ben Osnat Esther, Refu'ah Shelema. And also לזכות רפואה שלמה למזל בת נקדם. ולימור בת מיכל. רפואה שלמה בתוך כולם. וגם רפואה שלמה לאיריס בת ציפורה. ודניאל יגן בן קרן אליזה. וראובן בן אסתר. רבותיי, שנזכה ליום, also, לרפואה שלמה ליעקב שלום בן שמחה. Should be zochet to the day where, you know, we have names to mention for smachot only. Amen. For smachot. So it's been a while. It's been like 2-3 weeks since. So I'm gonna get us back a little bit into the inyan over here. We're towards the end of the perek, and we learned basically here in perek sheni that the neshama, the shoresh haneshama, the nefesh ha'elakit of a Jew is. Its origin, the source, the shoresh, is from the moach, from chokhmah ila'a. That's why it says, Yisrael alu b'machashava techila. So we come, our neshamot come from the machashava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Sfarim HaKadoshim, they explain the difference between machashava and dibur. Dibur is already much is further down in the process of Tzimtzum. Whereas Machashava, that's already very intimate. And that's where the Neshamot come. And he explained to us that there are different levels of Neshamot. Just like the Mashal, he gave us a Mashal, just like a child who is born from the Moach of the father. It all starts from that drop that trickles from the moach of the father. From there, everything begins. Of course, when we say father, we mean also together with the mother and the father. And everything begins to develop. At first, what develops first? The evarim achiyunim beyoter, the most vital organs, such as the moach of the child, begins to develop already. The heart, and then little by little, all the other evarim, down to the last one, down to the toenails, the tziponaim, but the shoresh is all the way traced back to the moach of the father. Same thing, the neshamot of the Jewish people are all originating from the moach, from the chokhmah ila'a of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we say chokhmah ila'a of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he quoted the Rambam, who says, Hu ha-chokhmah ve-hu ha-mada. The Zohar Kadosh says, the chokhmah of Hashem and Hashem is one. So he means, that vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into Adam from himself, man de-nafach midilei kanafach. So we have mamash, elakut mamash in us. However, there are dargot, there are levels. Just like in the komata Adam, just like in the gufa Adam, there are levels, there are organs which are much more vital than others. So too, in the neshamot of the Jewish people, you have the neshamot of the great tzaddikim, the tzaddikei hador, all the way down to the most simple. Of course, there's no such a thing as a simple Jew. Every Jew is chashuv. We're talking, relatively speaking, to the tzaddikei hador. But no matter what, even the simplest neshama, so to speak, is kashur beyichud meyuchad venifla, he calls it, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the moach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the chokhmah ila'a. Okay. So now we're up to the words, Umashikatuv Bazoha. Or rather, let's go to the paragraph before that, on the second column of page Kuf Nun Tet. Just a few minutes, we'll finish the perek. Ubazei yuvan ma'amar rabotenu ala pasuk ol dovka bo, shekol adavek betalmidei chachamim ma'ale alav ha'katuv kilu nidbak b'shechina mamash. You see, because since the neshamot of the tzaddikim of the dor are kashur even more to the moach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we said, the first evarim that are developed are the most vital ones. So in regards to the nimshal of the neshamot of the tzaddikim are those that are a little bit higher up in the line of tracing back to the origin, which is Kucha Berichu. So by us being mitdabek with the tzaddikim, when we listen to the tzaddikim, when we listen to the Talmidei Chachamim, when we give kavod to the Gedolei Hador, what we are doing is we are attaching ourselves to the Tzaddikei Hador. This way, our neshama, through their neshama, is mitdabek with the Shoresh HaElyon, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the inyan of Uldov Kabo, shekol adavek betalmidei chachamim, ma'ale alav ha'katuv kilu nidbak b'shechina mamash. Ki al yedei devika betalmidei chachamim keshurot nefesh, ruach u'neshama shel amei ha'aretz, u'myuchadot, that's like the word, u'myuchadot, b'mahutan harishon v'shorsham shebechochma ila'a. By being mitdabek, by clinging to the tzaddikim and to the talmidei chachamim, so the nefesh, ruach, neshama of even the simplest Jew thereby becomes meuchad, unified with their shoresh ha'elyon, shebechokhma ila'a, shehu yitbarach vechokhmato echad, vehu hamada. Vehaposh'im umordim betalmidei chachamim, those who rebel against the tzaddikim, who go against the talmidei chachamim. So now, they still have a neshama, they still have nefesh, ruach, neshama. They still are yonek, they still trace back to the Shoresh HaElyon. It's not like they're cut off. But there is a difference in the yenika. Yenikat nefesh ruach u'neshama shelahem mibchinat achoraim, shel nefesh ruach v'nishmat talmidei chachamim. Which means when we come close to the lomdei Torah, to the melamdei Torah, to the tzaddikim, we are coming close to Hashem face to face. We are facing our Shoresh HaElyon of our Neshama, Panim El Panim. So the Shefa that comes down in that way is a Shefa that comes with Ahava. Face to face is a connection of love. But those who turn their backs on the Talmidei Chachamim, on the Tzadikim of the Dor, so they do have a Yenika, after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them, is nourishing their Nefesh Ruach Neshama as well. But it's Begeder, Mibchinat achoraim shel nefesh ruach. It's as if they're receiving from the back, which means they turn their back. So midah keneged midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol turns his back. And he gives them, but he gives them like this. Or take. It's a different type of yenika. So that's why it's so important to be mitdabek with tzaddikim, to be mitdabek with talmidei chachamim. Now that we're learning here, that every nefesh ruach neshama of all the Jews comes and traces back from Chochma Ila'a, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is that? The neshama of the simple, of the regular Jews are yonek from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the channel of the Tzadikei Ador. That's why it says in one ma'amar in Chazal, Ra'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'atzadikim mu'atim hem amad u'shtalan bechol dor vador. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure to it that in every generation there are going to be special tzaddikim. So the Ari HaKadosh explains, in order to make sure to it that there's always going to be a channel through which the neshamot of Am Yisrael will be able to be mitdabek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could also be through being mitdabek with a tzaddik who wrote a sefer that you're learning also. That could also be like that. If a person is learning the chokhmah of the tzaddik, he's mitdabek with his mind, and he's through him, he's mitdabek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very big limud here. There's a lot to say on that. But I just want to finish the last paragraph here. ומה שכתוב בזוהר ובזוהר החדש, שהעיקר תלוי שיקדש עצמו בשעת תשמיש דווקא, מה שאין כן בני עמי הארץ. He's asking a question. He says, we find in the Zohar HaKadosh that the kedusha, the ruchniyut of the neshama of the child that is born depends on the kiddushah and the machashavot that were in the mind of the parents when they were together. It's very important. If they have machshavot kedushot, the child will be nishpa, the neshama will be coming out with kedusha, and vice versa. So the question is, so it sounds like the neshama is dependent on the parents. It's, you told me before that all the neshamot, nefesh, ruach, neshama of all Jews, from top to bottom, they originate from Chochmah Ila'ah. Zehu. Now you're telling me that no, it depends on the machshavot of the parents. How does that go together? How do we reconcile that with what we learned here in Perek Bet? Explains the Baal HaTanya, Hainu mishum, she'en lecha nefesh, ruach, neshama, she'en la levush mi nefesh, de'atzmut avi ve'imo. Abotai, this is a very important yesod that we learn here, and it comes from the Ari HaKadosh. He brings it from the Kitve Ari. The Ari HaKadosh, in fact, in one of his, in the Share HaMitzvot, where he explains why, what's the reason for Kibud Avaim, he says, you know why we have to be give kavod to our parents? Listen to this, Abotai. Of course, the neshama comes from Hashem, which means you can have a great neshama coming from simple people. All nefashot, ruchot, and neshamot originate from Chochmah Ila'ah. However, the neshama alone in this world is not enough. We have to build, or rather make, to fashion a levush, a garment for the neshama in this world. Oz vehadar levusha. Vatishak liyom acharon. Look in the pirush of the Gaon Mivilna on that pasuk in the end of Mishle, and he talks about this. How in this world our job is to be malbish our neshama, because after all, la'achar me'aveesrim, what goes to the next world? Not our goof. That's in tchiyat hametim, something else. Aval, what goes to the next world? Our neshama. We have to make it presentable. We have to make this neshama look presentable, not to be shamed. Oz vehadar levusha. Then it's going to be vatischak liyom acharon. So now, all our life, our isuk in the Torah mitzvot and avodat Hashem is to build a levush around that neshama. You know who starts that levush? The parents. That's what he's saying here. What he's saying here, mishum she'en lecha nefesh, ruach, u'neshama, she'en la levush, mi nefesh de'atzmut aviv imo. That levush we inherit from our parents, from the father and the mother. And that levush is very important. Kol ha-mitzvot she'oseh ha-kol al-yedei oto ha-levush. Our ability to perform mitzvot in this world, our ability to connect to our neshama in this world. After all, the neshama comes from a whole different world. It comes into this world. This world is physical. How do you connect? How do you attach the opposite of physical with the physical? How's that possible? Like the Rama says on Mafli La'asot, that's the Pirush of Rofechol Basar u'Mafli La'asot. The answer is, that's what that levush is for. The levush is like the connector. That's the middle connector to make it possible to do Torah and mitzvot in this world. Ve'afilu ha-shefa she'notnim lo min ha-shamayim, ha-kol al-yedei levush ze. All the shefa that a person receives in this world is through the levush of the neshama that a person receives from his father and mother and throughout his life that he is making and designing, so to speak, for his neshama. V'im yekadesh et atzmo, yamshich levush kadosh lenishmat beno. V'afilu hi neshama gedola, tzicha lekiddush aviv. Even if it's a big neshama, you still need that levush. Aval neshama atzma, but what we were talking about throughout the entire Perek Bet is the neshama itself. Hine lifamim nishmat adam gavoa le'en ketz, balihiyot beno shel adam nivze veshafal. It happened many times. You have a big neshama that comes down to this world, and it came down, and the parents were the simplest people. It doesn't go by that. Why? Because all the neshamot come from Chochmah Ila'ah. So you could have le'en ketz, a great neshama coming from Pshute Am. But the levush of that neshama is dependent on the kedusha of the father and mother, and ultimately the continued kedusha that person develops in this world. So far what we're holding, we'll stop here, what we are holding is that we have two neshamot. There is the nefesh abahamit, and we have the Neshama Ha'elakit. Now in Perek Gimel, the Baal HaTanya is going to begin to talk to us, what is the Neshama made out of? What are the compartments of the Neshama? And how do we work by working on our Midot, in all the Midot that we have to work on, how that creates a Levush to the Neshama, and how that connects us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world.
Can a person change the Levush?
I don't know. I can't answer. It's a tough, question to change the levush or not. But definitely, a person can make it beautiful with his midot tovot, with a mitzvot, Torah mitzvot that he learns. Absolutely, definitely. Rabbi Chanan never. נכון, נכון. אבי חנן אמר הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל לפיכך יום בא להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.